And Ryan Kessler joins us right now on Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. How are you, Ryan?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Thanks for taking the time today. Tell us about the podcast. I know it's growing, and I think it's more popular than our podcast. It's growing in popularity here in Vancouver.
Yeah, we started off. We're actually I think we just hit number one for hockey in both U.S. and Canada. So it was a big week for us. I think we've worked out some kinks with the microphone and getting a little more comfortable doing it. So it's a lot of fun. We're having fun with it.
It's been great hearing some of the past stories as well. And I think for you, Ryan, and I remember we talked to you, it was last season before, one of the times Anaheim was supposed to come play in Vancouver. You were obviously going through your injury problems. And you talked about how hard it was for you to kind of become a villain in this market. And, over the explanations, and I remember us talking about this and how hard it was for you to go through it, but also how much you love Vancouver. You love to get past it because, one of these days we'd like to celebrate your career in Vancouver. How important is it for you to be able to tell your side of things and also show this market, along with hockey fans, like what it meant for you to play for the Canucks?
Yeah, I think it's important. Obviously, everybody has regrets in life. And, I think the way I handled the media when I got traded was a regret. But, at the same time, you live and you learn. For me, I just want to make things right because, I did love playing there and we had great teams, and some of my fondest memories is wearing a Canucks uniform.
Ryan Kessler, our guest here on the program, Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah. I don't know how closely you follow this group, but for the first year in a lot of years, they're leading the Pacific at the All-Star break. They're taking a run at the postseason. That growing into being a contender, is there any similarities or when you were on that young Canucks team that was just starting to flirt with the playoffs, and then you made it in 08-09, obviously. Do you remember that time? Is there any similarities to you?
Yeah, I think when I first came to the team, I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was 03-04, we were supposed to go on a deep cup run. And I was a rookie. I think I played maybe 30 games my first year and watched the first series. And we lost to Calgary in 7 games, and then they ended up going to the cup final against Tampa Bay. So, going from a team of that caliber to kind of, I wouldn't call it a rebuild, but, going through it at the time, I wouldn't look at it as that. But looking back on it, you're right. We did have some bumps along the road, and they do remind me of that team. I really, really like what they did with their D this year, and with Markey, the way he's playing, and JT Miller, that was a huge pickup for them. He's playing really well, and their young group of forwards are finally starting to, blossom into what they are now.
What's the, this is a vague question, I guess, but what's the toughest part or the biggest lesson that you learn going from, a team trying to make the playoffs to a team that can actually win in the playoffs? Is it just experience?
I think every year is different. I think, the one year, I don't know if you guys remember, but we're the comeback kings. I think we had like 7 or 8 comeback wins from multiple goal deficits, and that breeds confidence through your group that you can come back from anything. And once you have confidence within your group, I think anything's possible. I think from year to year it differs. You look at LA, when they won their first cup, they got in the last day of the season. And I think it's just that mentality of just all we have to do is get in, and then you win 4 games, and then you win another 4. And once you get out of that first, second round, it's first, second round's a dogfight. And then once you get into that third round, it really becomes strategic, and you need some luck, and you need some healthy bodies. You need to stay healthy during the playoffs. So I think all that goes into it.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that you guys did so well as a group when you were here in Vancouver was you guys all came up together to some degree, right? Especially the Sedins, UMBX, and Burroughs. And how important is that when it comes to building towards something? Because you guys had like that 10-year run as being a good hockey team. But the reason you guys had that great chemistry is also a lot of the guys that came up together, went through the battles together. And that first playoffs, you guys were in there. Like, how important was that for that group?
Yeah, really important. Obviously, when you have a core group of guys that stick together for as long as we did, and really lived it together and went through it together, you know, it helps a lot. It's you really to put in the words. It's what's the word here that I'm looking for? Really just experience. Experience it together, and you understand, and to be honest, even I was young when we went on that deep cup run, because I was, you know, kind of naive, thinking, you know, we'll get back here next year or the year after, and you know, I was never to a cup final again. So you know, when you have a chance, I think it's important for those veteran guys to really let the young guys know that this doesn't happen every year, and you got to make the most of the year that is in front of you.
We're talking to Ryan Kesler on the program, Andrew Walker, Satyar Shah on Sportsnet 650. And, you know, what happens too is when you taste that the one time, you want to get back there again. And when you sit, you stare at your own mortality as a player, you look at that and you say, well, I really want to get another chance of doing so. And it was pretty obvious towards the end of your tenure in Vancouver, the team was going to go in a different direction. They needed this rebuild. And when you look at that, like, how hard is that decision to make from some players? Because you see it nowadays where you're on a team and it's like, hey, this is where I grew up. This is what team I played for. This is where I want to be, but I only have like a handful of years left and I really want to win a title. Like, how hard is that for players to kind of navigate? And not just you, but others go through this all the time.
Yeah, obviously, for me it was a tough decision. I think for other players, same. When you play your whole career somewhere and you hope to win a cup for that city, and you know, things happen and team goes a different direction, and I wanted to win a cup, so I went a different direction and came up short a couple times, had a couple good cup runs, but never got back to that cup final. And, you know, look back at it, and, you know, I really enjoyed my time in Anaheim. I really enjoyed my time in Vancouver. Saying that, it's, you know, my one regret would probably be not winning a cup in Vancouver and winning it for the fans. You know, I think about that a lot, what the parade would be like, what, you know, we were just talking about it. I coach Little Caesars, and I was talking about it with my coaches there. They were asking me questions, and they even brought it up. Like, could you imagine what that parade would have been like? And I'm like, yeah, I think about that at least once a month. So it's tough to swallow.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, all the guys that played in that run and played in that game seven, your memories of that game, and not to bring it up, but I remember talking to Chris Higgins a while ago, and man, like every single little detail of every play of that game, a lot of you guys just remember, and you probably will forever. You played in big games, right? You played in the big gold medal Olympic final as well. And but do you remember another game quite as vividly as that game seven, or maybe are you lucky not to?
You know what? Actually, just saw highlights of that game maybe a month ago, and I only remember one thing from that game, and that's the feeling with like 2 minutes left skating around and going out for a shift and knowing it's over.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, like seeing the goals, you remember them when you see them, but my mind must have just blocked it out because it was hard for me to take, and it affected me for years after. And, you know, I really thought it was our year, and I took it personally.
And you know what, Ryan, like I've told the story before. I remember watching game two of the Stanley Cup final. You know, you guys went up 2-0. I went with my buddy on Granville Street, huge Canucks fan his whole life. And he's like, we're finally doing this. There's no way they're going to lose four of the final five games. They're going to get this done. And I sense the frustration in your voice talking about it. And I was listening to your last episode with Kevin Bieksa, and also you guys had Zach Cassian on. You guys were talking about the Kachuk-Cassian thing and how Kachuk threw a big hit and how he didn't get penalized for it. He didn't even get suspended for it, but they threw Rafi Torres out of the league. And like, we remember watching that whole cup run. It seemed like there was a double standard, and that still kind of exists in the NHL, it seems.
Yeah. So, I have my feelings about that hit. Mm-hmm. It's the same hit as the Rafi hit. I know what he's trying to do there. Everybody that knows the game of hockey knows what he's trying to do there, and he did it twice in one game. And, you know, I think for players, we just ask for consistency. And when you ban a hit 9-10 years ago and basically run a guy out of the league, and that happens 10 years later after you think that hit's gone from the game, it's you scratch your head. I know Peros has a tough job and he's getting scrutinized from all sides, but that's a head scratcher for me. You know, I can see other non-suspensions, but that one, it's just, you know, maybe because I played with Rafi and I went through it, but that one is a textbook illegal check.
Ryan Kesler joins us here on Sportsnet 650. I'm sure you've been asked about this, but, it was a cool moment. Earlier this year, we saw your one of your partners in crime, Alex Burrows, go on the level of or the wall of honor for the Vancouver Canucks, the Ring of Honor. Is you had a great career here. You know, you won a Selke, scored 40 goals. You know, you took over playoff series. Is that something you think about? You'd like to have a moment in the sun eventually here in Vancouver. Do you think it's in the cards, not in the cards?
Yeah, obviously. It'd be fun. I think it'd be special for me. With bringing my family back, my son was born there. So, you know, he doesn't remember much, to bring him back into that arena and mm-hmm. you know, see old teammates and to be able to stand in front of that crowd and have that happen, it'd be special.
Hey, Ryan, we appreciate it. We appreciate the time and the thoughtfulness. Congrats on the new podcast. I know we're listening to it, but we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Just one thing. Are you as annoyed by Kevin Bieksa as it sounds on these episodes? Because it just seems like he always pisses you off a little bit.
You mean the smartest guy in the world? at times when he definitely thinks he's smarter than anybody in the world. Yeah. Smartest guy in the room, always.
It's weird he wasn't on that recent Jeopardy panel of champions.
I know. That's he probably declined it because he probably already thought he won.
Right. Yeah, he was too busy. Hey, thanks, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you later. Ryan Kesler.